has the Christmas break and the momentum and the slight delay, small delay in restarting the season, does that break momentum for you and your players, or are you glad to have had the rest?
I suppose it goes both ways, really. It's nice to keep on that momentum that we had, but at the same time, we've recovered a lot of the depth in our squad that we were probably struggling with a little bit coming into Christmas, just through injuries and whatnot. So our injury list is sitting in a much healthier position today than it was, say, 4 weeks ago. So that's the positive side of things. And I suppose from a momentum standpoint, it's just really just focusing on restarting and understanding that, you know, it's not going to be, you know, when you get out on the field on Saturday, it's not going to be exactly like you left off before Christmas, and you've got to get back to basics and have a cool head and do the basics really well.
This trip to Galwegians is an unusual one. It's one match, but there are two prizes. It's a league game and a cup quarter final. Does that change your approach to this contest?
Not too much, and certainly not too much in terms of our tactical game that we've been developing. But it certainly probably puts a little bit more emphasis on it from an emotional standpoint. The cups obviously brings an extra emotional motivation for the guys, but at the same time, we've been building so well this year. I think that internal motivation is something that we've been getting better at having on a week on week off basis. So yes, it's important, but you know, we're trying to take it as just sort of one more game as well.
You have, of course, previous All-Ireland League experience with Wanderers in Dublin, but since you've come back to Ireland, you know, you're here a good few months now. Do you have a feel for this league and what's required at this stage?
Yeah, getting there. I think you learn something new every week from the games, but I suppose the most important thing, as cliched as it is with this All-Ireland League, is consistency, really. Having depth in your squad, having competition for places, making sure you have really good consistency in your trainings, and that the boys really turn up emotionally engaged and ready to go each and every week. Because, you know, it only really takes you to sort of drop one or two games and you might be out of contention with it being such a competitive league. And at the same time, there's not really any easy games on the schedule. So you've got to be willing to show up week in, week out and make sure you have a good performance.
There's still a long way to go, and I'm not asking you for any predictions, but you've had a tour of most of the clubs in Division 2B, and while Greystones have been setting a hot pace, would you be cautiously optimistic that Sligo are well equipped to be in the mix there come promotion playoff time?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I think we showed in the first half of the year that apart from the difficult game that we did have with Greystones, everyone else in the league we played very well against, competed against, performed better than a lot of them in the match that we played against them. So it's really just about concentrating on our performance, and if we can take care of the things that we know we can do well, then we're confident that we'll be sitting in a good place to compete for the competition come the end of the season. As I say, this competition, you can't really be looking too much at the points table at this stage of the year, because it'll sort of drive you mad. There's not many points between the teams, you know, and so a few results here, a few results there can really kind of swing things in a few weeks. So just really important that we concentrate on what we're doing and what we know we can do and take it from there.
One final thought, Josh. How are you enjoying the player head coach role? Because as well as playing, you coach the team. Is that a fine line to walk? Because you're one of the lads on the one hand, you're not on the other.
Yeah, no, it's really enjoyable. It's something I've wanted to do at this high level for quite a long time. It's enjoyable in the fact that you obviously get to coach the guys, so you get to motivate and get the boys up week in, week out and improve their skills and improve their gameplay, but you also get to be part of the journey with them on the field. So, you know, but that comes with an important responsibility, which is making sure I preach, you know, make sure I do what I'm preaching, which is a difficult part, but it's part of the challenge. So that's really enjoyable, kind of going through the journey with the guys, not only as their coach, but as playing alongside them. I've got a lot of help with assistant coach Simon Galvin, who really sort of runs the sideline and runs the team for me, leading into that game on last training of the week and then going into the game. So he helps me out a lot, that side of things. So I can really, once the game starts, I very much just concentrate on my own game as a player and back the boys to play as well as they can, you know.
We can hear the Kiwi accent. You also play international rugby with Brazil. You are the very definition of an international rugby player, Josh.
Yeah. You know, I've been very lucky. I think one of those things that rugby does for people that get, you know, put everything into it is it gives them a lot of opportunities to travel and experience different places and different things. And so my experience has been that, really. And you know, very lucky for my rugby journey to have brought me here to Sligo as well, which is, you know, a fantastic place, wonderful people, really enjoying it, really settling in well, enjoy the lifestyle here and waiting for it to warm up a little bit more. But
you'll be waiting a while, Josh.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, but until then, we'll head down and keep working.
And are you able to continue your international rugby career during your time in Sligo, or have you had to put that on hold now for the time being?
I've put it on a slight hold. I probably can, just depending on how it may fit into the calendar. But I have made a commitment to Sligo here for now in terms of being on the ground and continue to working here. So if an opportunity comes at some point in the future and it works in the calendar and it works for both sides, then I'd be more than happy to. I'd love to another crack at international rugby, but at the moment, my focus is here and developing the rugby here in Sligo.
I suspect the Sligo players, Josh, would welcome an away trip, a bonding trip to Rio de Janeiro sometime.
It's not a bit. It sounds like a good pre-season, doesn't it?